Bonfire night approaches. A mum relives the horror of her son being scarred for life by a firework.
Everything's not okay now. You're still going through it. Psychologically, you still struggle with guilt.
Claims hundreds of patients are dying on waiting lists to see a hospital specialist, and a special day for Sam Smith fans. From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. A mum's told Heart the impact of her son being injured by a firework will last a lifetime.
Everything's not okay now. We're still going through it. Psychologically, we still struggle with guilt. You know, we're his parents. We should have protected him. If there's any parents out there listening, it's a major change to your life. And, you know, you never look at a child the same way again.
That's Amy McCabe from Cumbernauld. A rocket flew inside her son Ben's jacket collar when he was just 4 years old. He had to undergo 7 skin grafts and has been left scarred for life.
When I see a firework, it's quite exciting because I hardly ever get to see them. They're quite colourful. But when I'm near a firework, I really don't like it.
They're warning us about freak accidents ahead of bonfire night this weekend. Hundreds of patients are dying in Scotland every month on the waiting list to see a hospital specialist, and the problem's getting worse. NHS figures obtained by The Times show they've jumped more than 50% in 4 years to a record high since the current waiting time system was created in 2013. In some parts of the country, including Greater Glasgow and Clyde, the number who pass away before seeing a consultant has doubled in that time. The Scottish Government says patient safety is of paramount concern and they should be prioritised according to their condition. Dame Judi Dench says she has conflicting feelings about the harassment scandal engulfing Hollywood. The actress says what's happened is scandalous, but she finds it very hard because of some of the people accused of wrongdoing are great friends of hers.
Well, I feel loyal to them, and at the same time, I feel appalled by what happened to a lot of young actresses who had no way of getting out of it.
It's been confirmed the ashes of Moore's murderer Ian Brady have been disposed of at sea. It's happened just hours after the Glasgow-born child killer was cremated. Hearts' Alison Spooner has the details.
Brady's remains were taken to sea in the early hours of Thursday morning last week, but the details have only just been released. It follows a cremation in Southport on Wednesday night. Last month, the court ordered that the disposing of the serial killer's body should be taken out of his solicitor's control. Instead, the matter was put into Tameside Council's hands. Court documents show the body of the 79-year-old was collected from the mortuary at the Royal Liverpool Hospital at 9 p.m. on the 25th of October. An hour later, he was cremated. His solicitor, 2 Merseyside police officers, council officials and 2 crematorium workers were the only people there. And following a judge's order, there was no music, flowers or photos. Overnight, a police boat took his remains out to sea to an undisclosed location. His ashes were carried in a biodegradable urn, which was weighted, designed to sink to the bottom of the sea immediately before dissolving over a few hours. Tameside and Oldham Council say they're pleased the matter's now concluded and the remains were disposed of in a manner compatible with the public interest and those of the victims' relatives.
It's claimed there's no clear reason behind planned changes to the way Scotland's schools are run. The EIS union reckons the Scottish Government's failed to make a convincing case for changing the funding. The spokesperson for ministers says their approach is based on evidence of what works. There's more on heart.co.uk. The UK's worst offending cities when it comes to the gender pay gap have been revealed. Chester's been named as the most sexist, with women paid an average of £25,000 a year there, compared with £38,000 for men. Glasgow has one of the smallest pay gaps, but men are still paid at 23% more on average. This is Hearts Morning News. Celtic assistant manager Chris Davies reckons Kieran Tierney's up with the best left-backs playing in Britain at the moment. The Scotland defender signed a 6-year contract this week, but that's not stopped speculation about his future, with Tottenham rumoured to be interested. Davies doesn't get the impression Tierney wants to leave, though.
I think any player, you don't know what's around the corner, really. You don't know whether they're going to move on or not. So you can never be completely sure in the market. What you can do is try and protect your assets. And like I say, Kieran's really happy here, so there's no signs of that.
And it's a big day for music fans as Sam Smith's second album's finally released. The Thrill of It All is expected to go straight to number one, and Sam's told Heart all about what we can expect. Charlie Gerling's got more.
It's been 3 long years since Sam released In the Lonely Hour, and we all fell in love with songs like Money on My Mind and the multiple award-winning Stay With Me. In 2015, he picked up 4 Grammys, then recorded the Bond theme for Spectre. But he's been a bit quieter since, working on his second record, The Thrill of It All. And he told Heart he's so proud of it.
it just feels older to me as a record. And the way I explain it is like the first album's like a gin and tonic with your friends, and then this album's like a whiskey at nighttime. I wanted to provoke more thought, and it's more personal actually as a record, I think.
Speaking to Sian last night, though, he did admit he's a bit nervous of everyone's reaction.
It's like the eve before the birth of my second child.
And today on Heart is Sam Smith Day. We'll be playing tracks from his new album all through the day, so stay tuned.
Scotland's weather, mainly dry but cloudy, possible bright spells developing, milder than yesterday, highs of 10 degrees. Bright spells with possible showers tomorrow, and the best of the weekend weather will be on Sunday, where it'll be sunny but chilly.